Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, brave viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Eso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21, Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Centani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siding Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. And in Mindalgobi City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. in Poland, Channel 68 on Estrada TP Television, in Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, nationwide on Channel 85, on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, in Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom donates more than $22 million for food security in Niger and Chad. In technology news, Japanese scientists create a computer program that can discern the meaning of babies' cries. In animal news, Australian researchers find that fish identify various species through facial ultraviolet patterns. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 6th, highly acclaimed Russian composer Mr. Igor Stravinsky is remembered. Born in 1882 in Iranian Bomb, now Lomonosov, Russia, Mr. Stravinsky is included on the list of Time magazine's 100 most influential people of the 20th century. The Rite of Spring is one of his best-known works. It presented outstanding and innovative orchestration and a new musical idea of a constant variation of rhythms. Symphony of Psalms and the classic opera The Rake's Progress are two of his other famous pieces. Mr. Stravinsky once said, "My music is best understood by children and animals." He was posthumously honored with a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement in 1987 and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. May inspired composers such as the brilliant Igor Stravinsky continue to bring joy to our days.
Fly-in news. Fatal quake strikes Mexico. In the afternoon of Sunday, April 4th, a powerful 7.2 magnitude trembler hit the Mexican state of Baja, centered just outside Mexicali, about 110 miles southeast of Tijuana. Two fatalities have been reported thus far, one from a house collapsing and one from a man who ran panicked into the streets and was sadly hit by a car. A regional state of emergency was declared as teams from Tijuana were called in to respond to reports of Mexicali residents trapped inside their homes, and damage begins to be assessed.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials noted that some 20 million people total were shaken by the quake, with tremors felt as far away as the state of Nevada. While in San Diego and Los Angeles, California, USA, high-rise buildings could be seen swaying for at least 30 seconds. Scientists state that the quake likely occurred along the Laguna Salada fault line, which has not had a trembler of this magnitude in more than a century.
We are thankful for the swift response of the Mexican emergency personnel and pray for the safety of the quake-stricken residents as we send our sympathies for the lives lost, wishing everyone a soon recovery of the regularity of daily life, and that such destructive calamities may subside as humanity joins in fostering benevolence and greater harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
USAID launches grassroots reconciliation program in Thailand. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has announced a $30 million U.S. dollar donation to sponsor a five-year program that seeks to boost democracy while encouraging peace and human rights, particularly in the conflict-affected southern parts of the nation. USAID's Regional Development Mission for Asia Director, Olivier Cardinet, explained, "There's been a desire in both Washington and Bangkok to look at developing a program where we could jointly cooperate with and assist Thais who are working on these issues. In addition to regularly consulting the Thai government, USAID representatives will also be cooperating with nonpartisan civil society groups, the media, and independent human rights agencies. U.S. Agency for International Development, United States, and other involved groups. Providence bless your thoughtful support of interactions that promote national peace and prosperity. May Buddha bless the Thai people with relations of shared understanding and respect that expand across their beautiful land."
Lebanese journalist honored with Bravery Award. The global organization International Press Institute has bestowed Lebanese former news anchorwoman Mai Shidyak with the Press Heroism Award for her candid reporting and honest commentary, even when her own safety and security have been at risk. Despite having been severely injured in the line of work, she never bowed out of her duties as a journalist. Stating that her inspiration comes in part from colleagues who have lost their lives, Ms. Shidyak said, "I have to be the voice of those who are not here anymore. Nothing will ever stop me from saying the truth and what should be said." Our admiring accolades, Ms. Mai Shidyak, for your deserved recognition and brave journalistic accomplishments that have helped illuminate truth to benefit humanity. May heaven keep a tender watch over such courageous individuals in your mission of bringing accurate information to the forefront of news reporting.
Pig body parts found as hidden ingredient in many products. Evaluating recent research from the Netherlands, Professor Simon Chapman, University of Sydney in Australia, noted uses of a pig's corpse that included porcine hemoglobin in cigarette filters. According to the Dutch research by Christian Meindertsma, this blood product was said to stop certain chemical residues from entering the lungs of the smoker. Moreover, Ms. Meindertsma found that pig body parts were being used in up to 185 food, cosmetic, and household products, often appearing as a gelatin ingredient.
Saying that this finding may raise concerns for many people, Professor Chapman said, "I think that there would be some particularly devout groups who would find the idea of pig products to be very offensive." He went on to say, "The Jewish community certainly takes these matters extremely seriously, and the Islamic community certainly does as well, as would many vegetarians."
Professor Chapman and Ms. Meindertsma, we are grateful for your revealing of the facts about hidden animal sources of everyday product ingredients. Let us join in calling for such practices to cease so that disclosures as these are no longer needed as we live in peace with all co-inhabitants on Earth.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans,
If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Leela.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
To say we want these animals to be relocated.
Australian citizens work to protect local kangaroos. For the past 4 years, the community of South Morang on the outskirts of Melbourne, Australia, along with animal protection group Wildlife Victoria, had been working diligently with the local government to help a family of kangaroos that became landlocked due to increasing commercial and residential development.
They had no way of getting out of the area except to try and attempt to cross busy roads. Unfortunately, many of them did try and they got killed in the process.
However, despite the dedicated efforts to apply for their safe relocation, an unannounced cull had taken place in early 2010, in which all 21 kangaroos were shot to death at night. Only recently informed, Wildlife Victoria and citizens held a gathering to mourn and call for greater protection.
We're hoping to get the message to State Parliament that this sort of action with wildlife can't continue.
Joining the rally was Miss Fiona Cork, a famous Australian vegan actress and media liaison officer for Wildlife Victoria.
The stories of these animals, they don't have voices, they can't speak, they can't tell us what it's like, so we have to be able to do that for them.
According to scientists, kangaroos play a vital role in maintaining the balance of the ecosystem. They are also a cherished Australian national emblem. In an emotional ceremony, residents pledged to continue defending them.
I want to personally apologise to the kangaroos that lived here, and I will fight to the end of my life to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future. And I urge you all to help us.
With shared deep sorrow, we send our thankfulness to Wildlife Victoria and all caring Australian citizens for working to protect the innocent kangaroos. May the day come soon when our animal friends receive the mercy, fearlessness, and peace that all beings deserve.
U.S. college student saves a man's life by answering misdialed call for help. When Ms. Aquarius Arnolds, a student at Purdue University, Indianapolis, in Indiana, USA, answered the phone recently one morning, she couldn't understand what the caller was saying. Despite her first instinct to hang up, Ms. Arnolds sensed that the man speaking needed help. After confirming, she dialed emergency service and provided the only information she had, which was his phone number. Thanks to her help, 62-year-old brain cancer patient Dan Oyen, who had misdialed Ms. Arnold's number at the time, is now recovering in a nursing home where she has visited him several times. In gratitude, Ms. Oyen's girlfriend, Sherry Proctor, said, "He dialed one phone number and it just happened to be the right person. I thank God for that." God's blessings, Ms. Aquarius Arnolds, and we salute your caring goodness in response to a stranger's call for help. Our best wishes for Mr. Oyen's health, and that all may be graced with many more cherished moments of love and laughter.
Save Our Planet. Rising Sea claims previously disputed island. After 30 years of discussion in India and Bangladesh regarding the territorial rights to an island situated in a river that forms a shared border between India and Bangladesh, the small landmass has been declared officially vanished.
Measuring 3.5 kilometers long and 3 kilometers wide, New Moor Island, or South Talpati to the Bengali people, was first noticed in 1974 on the Haryabanga River by satellite imaging, sitting at 2 meters above sea level. However, since 1987, the island's surface has been submerging due to the rising sea and now can only be seen at the lowest tide. Professor Sargada Hazra, director of School of Oceanographic Studies in India, stated, "There is no presence of the island now. Recent satellite images establish this." Moor Island thus joins other isles regionally and worldwide that have succumbed or are effectively sinking due to the rising sea levels of global warming.
We are saddened to know of yet another submerged island. Meanwhile, we pray that the people of India, Bangladesh, and indeed the world make step in unity to ease global warming via earth-friendly decisions and compassionate lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has, on several occasions, addressed the devastating effects of rising sea levels and what we can urgently do to halt them, as during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia.
The threats imposed by global warming are more than imminent. They are already here. As you can see, through many disasters, upheavals, climate refugees phenomena around the world. It's the rising sea levels as well that force people to lose their homes, their ancestral home, to go begging elsewhere, losing also their dignity, losing everything, not just physical possession, losing their loved ones as well. We must change while there is still time. If we want to receive the mercy of heaven for our life here on earth, we must first be merciful in granting the same dignity and freedom of life to the animals. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg. And we can go green later when we already saved the planet.
Save Our Planet. Greece to initiate green development. The Greek Ministry of Environment, Energy and Climate Change has announced plans to allocate 1.5 billion euros, jointly funded by the public and private sectors and the European Union, toward environmental infrastructure and other green developments.
The plan also intends to create 12,000 jobs and reduce the nation's carbon dioxide emissions. It will include such projects as the eco-upgrading of existing industrial parks, where environmentally friendly businesses can relocate. New eco-business parks will also be created on several islands.
Our appreciation, Ministry of Environment, Energy and Climate Change, and Greece, for this significant initiative to mobilize the economy towards sustainable endeavors. May you meet with fruitful success for the betterment of the Greek people and the planet.
Save Our Planet. A new report from the United Nations states that Central African gorillas may be extinct by as early as 2020 due to human activities such as illegal killing for meat as well as logging and mining, which destroy the primates' natural habitat.
Save Our Planet. Heavy storms in Southern California, USA have resulted in the worst beach erosion in a decade, with losses of as much as 40 feet of beachfront in some locations, causing alarm among scientists.
Save Our Planet. European Union scientists say that water shortages caused by disappearing glaciers in the legendary Alps, which provide 40% of the continent's fresh water, are likely to cause discord as the energy, tourism, and agriculture sectors face dwindling resources.
Save Our Planet. Touring the Aral Sea, which is no longer the world's fourth largest body of water, having lost 90% of her volume, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls upon Central Asian leaders to cooperate in finding solutions to restore the vital water body.
Hi everyone, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
And Tutu and I are vegan.
We're here with the tip of the day.
If you have a rabbit companion, please be sure to protect your sweet friend from indoor and outdoor plants, which could be harmful to her or him.
The leaves and flowers of the poinsettia, all parts of the wisteria, and violet seeds are just some.
That's good to know. Our local animal shelter should be able to give us a complete list. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Take care. Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom donates more than $22 million US for food security in Niger and Chad. UK's Department for International Development's contribution will be used to enhance urgent supplies of food to people in need. Finances will also be allocated for the medical treatment of children that have not had proper nutrition. In addition, seeds will be provided to thousands of farmers. The funds will be funneled through various non-profit groups and United Nations agencies. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Kingdom, and God bless your care and generosity. May the gentle people of Niger and Chad have an abundance of plant-based nourishment as we enter a kind and sustainable era of the planet.
In technology news, Japanese scientists create a computer program that can discern the meaning of babies' cries. Dr. Tomomasa Nagashima and team at Maroran Institute of Technology in Hokkaido have analyzed and classified recordings of various infants' cries. The researchers were able to detect and correlate the sound pattern of the audio with a baby's emotional state with 100% accuracy, as confirmed by the child's parents. It is envisioned that these results may one day be used in creating a baby monitor that can help us to better understand infants' expressions. The study has been published in the International Journal of Biometrics. Our appreciation, Dr. Tomomasa, Nagashima, and colleagues, for your interesting discovery. May the emotional language of pre- or nonverbal beings become more accessible to us in a harmonious and loving world. Up next on Noteworthy News, damselfish use the ultraviolet pattern on a fish's face to distinguish species. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More sharing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helpful news for a cooperative world. In animal news, fish identify various species through facial ultraviolet or UV patterns. Dr. Ulrich Seebeck and team of the University of Queensland have found that damselfish can distinguish members of other species through seeing the shape of UV designs on their fish's face. Dr. Seebeck stated, "The exciting thing is that we can show that these fish can tell the difference between intricate UV patterns, something that was not expected based on previous assumptions." Our thankfulness, Dr. Ulrich Seebeck and fellow researchers, for shedding light on the amazing abilities of our unique damselfish co-inhabitants. May all of God's beautiful underwater creatures continue to thrive and color our tropical underwater environments for eons to come.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Tagalog, a language of the Philippines, entitled Mail Check.
Isang araw, isang batang babae ang tumatakbo palabas upang tingnan ang kanyang buson, at isang kapitbahay ang nanonood. 5 minutos ang nakaraan, tiningnan niyang muli ito. Ay nangyari sa buong araw hanggang ang kapitbahay ay lumabas at pinatigil niya, tinanong niya kung bakit palagi niyang tinitingnan ang kanyang buson at sumagot siya, "Ang aking computer ay laging sinasabi na meron akong sulat."
And now for our viewers' heartline about tempeh chickenless salad, sandwich and dip on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I accidentally converted a friend to veganism when I pointed out that she was eating decomposing animal flesh. She never touched it again. It's cool though because we're both vegan now and I can cook for her now. Vervain from USA.
Vibrant Vervain, it is wonderful news that you and your friend are both vegan. Wishing you many delightful and delicious plant-based meals together. With God's light to you and your earth-loving American co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly wonders and fulfillment illuminate your spirit. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Yemeni and Turkish education ministry delegates discuss enhancing cooperation through scholarships, student exchange, and the possibility of a joint university to be opened in Yemen.
British Lance Corporal Sally Clark, age 22, receives the Queen's Commendation for bravery for her actions as a medic in Afghanistan, where despite severe injury and a perilous situation, she stayed to treat other wounded soldiers.
When Bella, the Australian Shepherd, was found following her disappearance in a local Iowa, USA park, firefighters used special equipment to carefully move large blocks of concrete and safely free her.
Following a 5-day detainment, Israeli Judge Dahan orders the release without charge of 10 peaceful Palestinian rally attendees, including Fatah political leader Abbas Zaki.
The United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency announces that certain batches of an award-winning organic cheese are being recalled to safeguard public health after samples of the cheeses were found to contain the potentially deadly Listeria bacteria.
Egyptian archaeologists discover a 3,500-year-old red granite door that belonged to the tomb of a high-ranking royal official, representing symbolic entry to the life beyond.
Ms. Weong Tu Thuy, age 25, is discharged as fully recovered from a severe case of bird flu after being treated with a blood-filtering method sponsored by Japan's National Center for Global Health and Medicine.
The city of Newark, New Jersey, in the USA, reports March 2010 as the first full month in 40 years with zero murders, accompanied by an 18% decrease in shooting incidents and a 14% decline in other violent crimes.
Detainees at the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba voluntarily offer their food rations and request for them to be sent as aid relief for Haitian earthquake victims.
During his visit to Gabon and Africa, Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki reaffirms Iran's support for the elimination of nuclear weapons.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.